Protesters joined together against the plans for a giant wind farm. Three groups have united to host a public forum to explore concerns they have over a giant wind farm proposed for thousands of hectares of moorland near Hebden Bridge. The Pennine Heritage Trust, in partnership with Hebden Bridge Literary and Scientific Society and Stop Calderdale Wind Farm, have organised the forum, which will be held next month. It is in response to Calderdale Wind Farm Limited's proposals for a 65-turbine wind farm on more than 2,300 hectares of land at Walshall Moor. The firm say the wind farm could be England's biggest if it progresses, and has submitted a scoping report to Calderdale Council to help identify the significant likely effects of the project, which would need to be fully assessed as part of a future planning application. The proposals have already seen concerns raised by groups ranging from Campaign for the Protection of Rural England to the estate of the late poet laureate Ted Hughes, who was born in Mythenroyd. The forum was held at the Birchcliff Centre, Birchcliff Road, Hebden Bridge, on Wednesday, May 15th. The forum featured a number of speakers on different aspects of the impact the turbines may have, including cultural and environmental, if the proposals go ahead. They include nature and travel writer and broadcaster Horatio Clare, poet and chair of the Ted Hughes Network, Dr. Steve Ely, Andy Mather, who is an ecologist from Halifax Scientific Society, and Bede Mullen, who is chair of Slow the Flow. The company counter argues that the wind farm will bring benefits, not least in terms of renewable energy, which it says will help combat climate change. Renewable Energy Investors WWRE, working in conjunction with Calderdale Wind Farm Limited, say the wind farm could generate enough renewable energy to power up to 286,491 homes per year, and plans, including planting 300,000 new trees across the Walshall Moor estate, enhanced flood mitigation measures to help reduce the risk of flooding and stopping grouse shooting there.